The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, how are you this morning? We are looking at a beautiful day. Yay. Why don't I hear anything? Okay. Hi, Sandy Waters. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, God. It's, where are we? Wednesday morning now? Wednesday? Yeah. It is my little child Wednesday. I don't know what it is. I was thinking middle child Wednesday. I'm scrolling, doom scrolling this morning, waiting for my coffee to finish. And doesn't a artist come up, a young gal, probably in her 20s, comes up and... You know how they, like, will reveal the painting they made? They turn it around and show it to you.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Middle child. It was the middle child painting.
No way.
Yes.
Is it showed she local?
Her, no, it showed her sitting at a kitchen table with her chin in her hands. And the mom is, like, playing with...
It's a middle child painting?
Yes.
Oh, I love that so much. Can you play? And it's wild that it popped up on your social today.
I know.
Say our damn phones are listening to us all the time. Can you buy that for me?
How much listening to my thoughts. For? It was listening to my thoughts.
How much is she selling it for? Did she say?
No, it's just a reveal. Sunshine today. Oh, God, listen to this. You're going to love this. 63 for the high. Sunshine, beautiful. Yay. Okay. Tomorrow, very sunny, very warm, 77 degrees.
Oh, what? 77?
Yeah.
All right. Nobody, we can't go to work. We're done.
Yeah. Here. You're taking tomorrow
We're not
off.
Doing this.
Yeah. Read a Book Day, National Administrative Assistance Day today, formerly known as Secretary's Day.
Oh, okay.
All that going on. All that
All
going
right.
on.
I hope the company gives, oh. Yeah, I hope the company gives the person who has that title some flowers.
Yeah,
today.
Me too.
It's more than one, though, right?
We really have more than one. We have a tag team administrative assistant.
Yeah, I don't know if here. They really... No, their titles are above that, but they also do administrative responsibilities.
Yes.
So, yeah, everybody gets flowers. Everybody.
Very you good. Get a flower. You get a flower.
So... Now, you know how all the kids are doing that ice bucket challenge? Or adults are doing it, too.
It's back, but right?
It's for mental health awareness this time around. You saw the middle child painting, and I saw something else that my friend posted, and I'm not sure I feel good about what she posted, how she did her ice bucket challenge.
Okay.
She did it to her tiny little puppy.
What? Wait, what?
She has the tiny little puppy sitting on the back lawn chair, and then one of her kids comes by and just pours a huge bucket of water on it.
And they donated how much to mental health research?
Well, the thing is you do it or you donate to the mental health.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay.
But I'm talking about the dog. Sometimes you say things that throws me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dog. Do you think that's cruel or not?
Yeah, that's I was insinuating like, okay, anyway. Yeah, it's cruel. That's weird. And if it's a tiny little puppy, are you exaggerating?
It is. Like, no, it's not it's a tiny dog. It's
oh, okay.
not necessarily a
it's
puppy
not a baby
puppy.
Dog, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just in size, it's a tiny dog. And I don't know what breed because I don't know breeds of dogs. But,
oh my
you
God.
Know, in parentheses, she wrote, don't worry, it's not super cold water. I'm like, I don't care.
If the dog,
I don't like that.
I'm going to agree with you on that. It's a little much, especially for like the like. Look at me, attention, ha ha. Ooh, you know that's going to get some hate. It's a social media post.
Okay.
You said right.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I thought I was ultra sensitive, but that's good. That if you think it's. Off too.
Yeah,
it must be. Off.
I mean,
is anyone listening right now? Do you think it's okay?
Even dogs,
are we over exaggerating?
Even the dogs that like water, nobody likes to get surprised with a splash of, you know, a bucket of water
We're
poured on them.
We're a bunch of softies. Does a dog really care? I don't know. Did the dog look bothered? I don't know. He jumped off the chair.
Well, of course he did. Yeah. No, that's. I'm sorry. Am I too soft on this? You think I was going the other way on it? No. Yeah, no.
Maybe we'll have to bring it back up later on in the show because it's like, and it was the teenagers who were doing it. It's almost like kids torture our poor dogs. Why do we allow that to happen? My other girlfriend, Lau, when her kids were younger and they got their puppy, the daughter, her daughter would just dress up the dog in princess dresses.
Oh.
I don't think the dog wanted to wear that.
It's different than pouring a bucket of water or at least water on an unsuspecting animal like that. Ellie dresses Madison up, too.
She does?
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder why you're like, that's not a big deal.
Well, no, it's not a big deal. I 3D printed a Batman mask for my dog.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And she wears it. She's like, hey, what's up?
It's not comfortable. It's funny for you, not for her. It just rests. Dog wants to wear.
It rests on her face, and she stands there and looks at me. She did.
She's not a circus animal.
And if she didn't like it, she would just move, take her paw and push it off of her face, and she doesn't. So she seems to like it. Ellie puts sunglasses on her. She's got like the pink heart sunglasses, that two hearts. Puts them on the dog.
And the dog isn't bothered. The
no.
dog's probably like.
No.
Meditating, like, please get me out of here. Please get me out of here.
Nah.
This family is torturing me.
She would, you know, pull away or balk, you know, like that. So, but I draw the line at pouring bucket of water on a dog. I draw that line. Okay, up and out of the house, driving out here, getting to work or what you're doing, listening to Buzz on your smart speaker. Good morning. Welcome. It's Suzanne and Sandy.
It's
98.9 The Buzz. Sunny and 65.
Ooh. Now, if you talk to yourself, just be proud of that. Be proud of it. This is validation that you were looking for. Remember how, I think it was a few weeks, was it a few weeks ago we did it as a Jerker Justified, that woman who called up and said, my coworker talks to herself all the time and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
We were deciding Jerker Justified. Yeah, so for those of us who talk to ourselves, apparently we're smarter.
Good for you.
They're talking to yourself, especially out loud, they say, has been shown in several studies to have cognitive benefits. So a study out of the University of Wisconsin found that people who spoke out loud to themselves, example, saying the name of an object they're looking for, found it faster than those who stayed silent.
So it doesn't make you smarter, it makes you more cognizant?
It makes you, it boosts working memory, keeps your brain focused on the goal.
Oh, man.
Talking out loud can help clarify thoughts, reduce mental clutter. Maybe you need that. It's kind of like similar to journaling, they say. Oh, Scott's yawning.
Talking out loud?
I hate when he yawns while I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
He does that when he's bothered by something. Are you bothered by this conversation?
I'm bothered by that. Why are you so distracted? I was listening to you. I just had to yawn.
That was the biggest yawn I've ever... That's so disrespectful. I'm going to put that in a Jerker Justified.
I was trying to hide it. I just wanted to keep the flow going here.
Anyhow.
Christ.
You always yawn when you're annoyed, when you're bored.
I actually had a yawn. I had a yawn.
Don't yawn while someone's talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Teachers, are you listening right now? Do you hate when your students yawn?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm putting that down.
Who's
I'm putting
distracted
that down
now,
as a Jerker
Sandra?
Justified. I'm putting that down.
So what is the... If the people that don't naturally talk to themselves...
It says start.
They say start.
Yeah, they're saying athletes, for example, use self-talk to stay focused and motivated. And they do it out loud, saying things like, you've got this, one step at a time. Calm your nerves. Huh. And I'm like, okay, I can't. I don't know if I could see myself going, you got this, out loud.
You definitely talk to yourself, though. I mean,
oh, I absolutely
do. You actually mumble, because like when you're in the studio, I'm like, what'd you say? She's like, no, I'm just talking to myself.
I'm
like,
not talking to you.
Yeah, right.
It does keep my thoughts organized.
Huh.
Because, you know, I haven't been diagnosed with ADD, but I have to force myself to stay focused, too, because I'm always doing a gajillion things at once, and I don't want to do any of them. So maybe I'm borderline ADD as well, but I have to talk out loud and it keeps me focused.
Huh.
So you should try it.
It's hard to force yourself to talk out loud. I think it just naturally comes out of you if you got
you
that
think?
Tendency. Yeah.
Try it today. You sometimes talk out loud to yourself.
I might,
too.
Yeah. I think
you
I
do.
Might do it
you
a little
absolutely
bit.
Absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mumble a lot to yourself as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the whole athlete. Any athlete listening right now, do you do that? Do you prop yourself up? You're like your own cheerleader out loud? I don't know if I could do that. But yeah, something to try today.
Talk out loud and annoy your coworkers.
well, you know, or yawn. Which one's more annoying?
Make sure when you talk out loud, talk about yourself in third person. Call yourself your name. Scott, you've got to make sure that you take out that garbage in the morning.
Scott, you got this.
Scott, you got this.
You can do it.
Yay. 98.9 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Huh?
Now, we're not poking fun at rehab, but there are some of you that will need it. It's called Shein Rehab.
What? What's that?
So, no more cheapo prices on Shein or Temu, because prices are going to go up 20%. So, say goodbye to the $5 fines. Yes, Scott's raising his hand.
Yeah, pause for the dumb guy. What's a Shein?
Oh, Shein is it's where you buy clothes, cheap clothes. It's like a Temu, but it's more for clothes, fashion.
Okay, so this is like that cheap Chinese stuff that we're told not to go to buy stuff from because it's like got a lot of holes in it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're saying, you know, goodbye to those $5 fines. It's going to, you know, with the whole tariffs and whatever, whatever. So now I could only imagine how many of you are going to need a Shein or Temu rehab.
Is there any man that shops Shein or Temu?
Oh, God, yeah.
You sure about that?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, 818-2899. Yeah. Are you on this?
I mean, more Temu obviously, for guys, I would think, but I wouldn't say no to Shein for guys. Absolutely.
So, like,
I can see, I'm surprised you don't. I would think you would.
I won't even go. I for some reason, I get, you know, of all people, right? Like, I don't care. Like that Alibaba something thing. I won't touch that. I won't touch any of that foreign stuff. Yeah.
You even said it on the air. I don't care. What's it going to do to me?
Right.
What am I going to do?
Right,
when we were talking about TikTok.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't know. Maybe. I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Well, anyhow. So, yeah. Prices are going to. You know, okay. So the.
This is because of the tariffs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. That's what I said. Yep. Yeah. So I don't typically buy from Temu or Shein either because I don't, I don't even have TikTok anymore. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not playing that game. But my sister bought an outfit, like a jumper. It was the cutest jumper from like a Shein type site.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Ronald McDonald House Gala over the past weekend, and it was gold. You have to wear gold because they were celebrating their 35th anniversary.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Her jumper is like bedazzled gold on the top and the bottom are white pants. And I'm like, oh my God, that is the perfect outfit. Can I borrow it? She says, yes, of course. Now I don't borrow a lot of things from my sister because I don't go to really that many events. But anyhow, the one time I borrow her jumpsuit, remind you, gold on top, white pants bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I get a stain on it? I spill something. I don't even know how I did it. Like I don't remember spilling any of my food. All of a sudden, I stand up, ginormous something or other stain on my upper thigh.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, God. I felt horrible. But then I'm like, it's just like a Shein type stain.
Yeah, she only really paid $12 for it.
Right?
Hey,
what the heck? Right? Yeah, no, so then I was like, what do I do? Do I feel bad? Should I feel bad? Do I offer to pay $5?
Did you try to
get the stain out? Did. And mm-hmm. for the most part, it's out unless you're really looking. But I didn't say anything to her. I don't know if that's bad or not.
Give it to her. Give it back to her inside out. And she'll never know the difference. She'll never see it.
Inside out. You can still see a stain when it's inside out.
Oh, hi, the boss. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
What's up?
Are you going to rehab? She in rehab?
No.
Oh. Okay, good.
I still shop on Amazon. It's my favorite because you can shop your pajamas on.
Yes, you can. I love that.
But my husband had the Temu app before I did.
See, Scotty, it's not just women.
Yeah?
No, he finds lots of, like, knockoff little tools, lots of stuff for his 3D printers.
Oh.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. don't get me started.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If there's 3D printing stuff on there, Scotty.
Nah, I'm not going to touch it.
He bought socks, winter coat, you know.
Electronics scare me. I heard of a local fire that was caused by a like a Bluetooth speaker that was gotten off of like one of those cheap Chinese sites.
Oh,
Electronics don't. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, babes.
Look around. You can always find cute little things.
Well, yeah. I guess this Shein and Temu joint is going to be the tariffs are going to make everything go up or something.
I mean, the prices are going to go from $5 maybe to what? 10? I don't know. It's still going to be cheap. But one last message from Sherry, because it is funny. She said, I told myself it was my last order before prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've placed 4 last orders.
Oh, God.
If this is rehab, I'm relapsing. Sherry, you're so funny.
Spezzato and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Roberts Wesleyan University, add them to the list. They're set to launch its women's flag football program with practices beginning in the fall of 2025, official competition starting spring 2026.
That's pretty cool.
Is it that there are more and more schools and universities that are adding women's flag football to the program?
I think that's awesome.
I know there's a lot of high schools adding this too. As of 2025, 20 high schools. Section 5 have established teams like Penfield.
Mm-hmm.
Some Grace schools have. If your school has, let us know, 818-2899.
It's cool. That used to just to be like a thing we did in gym, that when they were bored with doing other things, we'd do flag football. You know? I'm glad to see it's becoming a sport of sort.
Okay, this is just, I don't even know if this is a conspiracy theory or not.
Huh?
I love it. It's great. I mean, every sport should be open to everybody, right?
Yeah.
Is it the NFL who started this, really? So they can just kind of like, is there a hidden agenda to feed, the NFL getting more interest in the sport?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. Did the NFL start this push? Because flag football's been around for 50 years.
I know, but focusing on women specifically playing, I don't know. But you know what? A lot of people are probably, I wonder if a lot of girls are going to sign up because there's a potential scholarship. Like every time my daughter tells someone, and I don't know how, I'm kind of lukewarm. I don't know how I feel about this.
What?
Every time my daughter tells someone that she plays sport, golf, they instantly, immediately will say, ooh, scholarship.
Oh,
I'm like that. Well, that's not why she's playing golf.
Is it?
I wouldn't want my kid to just play a sport just for the potential scholarship.
Wait a second. Years ago, you said you would.
No, I never did. That's too much pressure.
Remember when you got your kids into soccer and and you're thinking scholarship and then all of a sudden
soccer
they got cold
is the
on
sport.
It.
No, soccer is the sport that's nearly impossible to get a scholarship because there's so many kids involved.
Saturated.
In soccer.
Yeah.
It's those. Not fringe sports, but those ones that they want to boost the interest in, like a golf for girls.
Mm-hmm.
But that is too much pressure. I don't know how these kids do it where they can play a sport at the same time, focus on their college classes. That's intense. I think that's too much.
But aren't we always saying that kids have this massive, almost now used to, the fact that they have this massive workload / class load / sports load, and they're so used to it in high school.
I think it's too much.
I
don't even like it in high school.
Yeah.
And hey, I was one of those parents. My kid would like wake up, go to school, come home at 9:30, 10 o'clock from
after
all the sports activities, and then do her homework, and then start it all. I think that is insane. We are insane as parents. But you're not, you really don't have a choice if you want your kid to play in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have all these other teams, you know, experience with all these other teams. Mm. Because if you just like are an occasional player, you're not making the high school team. There's so many politics involved in it.
Why are we pushing kids to make a team? I still don't understand it. I had two boys come up through high school, you know, up through college and out. And there was never a major, my pressure.
I think it's shifted ever since your boys
graduated. You think
so? Yeah, I think this is more of a recent thing.
It's only been about 5 or 6 years since the last one graduated. It's changed that quickly.
Anthony just graduated 5 years ago?
18, 99, anymore. Okay,
no.
8 years ago. 8 years ago.
It's a lot more than 5 years.
8 years ago.
I don't know. I kind of think so. I don't know if somebody who has a kid in high school, if you want to join in on the conversation, 818-2899. But it's, I know of a lot of parents who are so into the fact that, oh my gosh, I want my kid to start playing flag football so there is a potential scholarship. Because I'm sure it's a huge weight off your shoulders when you can get a college to, you know,
pay for a scholarship. Yeah, to pitch into the tuition.
But I can't see myself pushing my kid to do that.
And why do we push our daughters to do things like dance and gymnastics and not stuff like flag football or even golf? I mean, or even, you know, other sports. I mean, lacrosse, field hockey, whatever you call it. I mean, that's a big female sport, too.
I know. Why? Well,
but it seems like it's like.
Well, why did you pick?
I didn't. My wife did.
Why is that? I am looking back. I'm thinking back because my daughter did the same thing. Mm-hmm. The first thing was, okay, gymnastics. Yeah. All right. You don't like gymnastics? All right. Dance. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's not like she, when they're three, they don't ask you, can I do dance?
Right. You just put them in. Right. Exactly. I think one of the reasons we put her in is like that's an activity that she can do. And it's weird. Are we preening her and grooming her to get into sports on purpose? Because originally, you know, kid ends up growing up going to school. Okay. That's the new habit. Like for 5 years, it's been nothing. Now there's a system. You're going to school. You're going to school. You're going to school. But then you're like, well, she's not doing anything else besides going to school. So she needs to get into an activity. And then it's like, okay, well, let's put her into something a three-year-old can do. Let's let him go tumble at gymnastics. Let's, you know,
there's flag football like, for three-year-olds and five-year-olds.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'd love to get her into. I'd love to get her into five-year-old flag football.
Or what's another sport? Hockey. Hockey's another sport that now I feel like girls are starting to gain an interest
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or feeling like they can show an interest in hockey.
Yeah. Well, then good
there
for Roberts
Wesleyan.
There you
go. Hockey, flag football, and golf. That's what you need to get Allie into.
There you go, Shell. It's all up to my wife. She'll do it and then tell me. Seriously.
It's so funny how you fight to have a say, but then when you could possibly say, hey, we should do this, you're like, nah, never mind.
Yeah, right around 8 a.m. is when what's happening in my life every day. Oh, I signed her up for summer camp. I'm like, well, have we talked about how much this is going to cost? No, I just
read it. When's that dance recital that you were surprised by?
Yes.
When is it?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah,
you
no.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know?
Nope.
Don't know.
Even though I've taken her to dance 9 out of 10 times.
You don't pay attention. You don't ask questions.
They don't say anything. I don't even know who the instructors are. They just kind of mingle around and go into a room, and nobody ever comes out and talks to the parents. Hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you got to ask questions.
I don't even know who the instructor is.
Oh, you are not playing the game of politics in this.
No.
You have to be best buddies with the teacher.
Oh, I see.
Don't you know how this works?
No. And I don't want to see how this works.
Such a typical dad.
All right. What's up? It's 98.9 to Buzz. Fiziano, Sandy. What a beautiful sunny Thursday morning here in Rochester. A chilly 38 degrees. We're going to get up to 65 degrees, sunny and 75 to 77 degrees tomorrow. And I said it's Thursday. It's Wednesday. Sorry. Okay. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Screwed that one up.
Okay, so here's another sign of the nice weather.
Mm.
It's the annual event that happens at Ontario Beach Park. But there's something about this event I had no clue. I just didn't realize that was a thing. So the annual kite flight is going to make its return to the beach next month. So
great.
That's kind of a sign of nice weather here, right?
Yeah.
May 4th, noon to 4.
Oh, good.
So there's a bunch of activities during the day. At 1 o'clock is when it's open for anyone to fly their kites.
Mm-hmm. So it's a week from Sunday. That's cool.
I have never flown a kite successfully. You know, when you have your first kid, we got to go buy a kite. For some reason, that was like one of the first toys we got, right? Oh, we got to fly a kite because that's the picture perfect moment thing to do.
Right. Didn't work, huh?
No, it was like.
Because she cheaped out on it because she bought like the $1.50 one from the store.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
I did. Obviously, I'm not going to spend a lot of money. How much money are kites?
They're not that expensive. Really?
If you were to get a legitimate kite, because I'm learning more and more that this kite is a sport. Kiting is a sport.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There's actual kite fighting in some countries. I don't think we do that here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. Yeah, they do. Oh, God, yeah. You'll see it on Sunday when you go up to the beach. There's,
Kite fighting?
Yeah, I actually bought a acrobatic kite that you can do kite fighting with. And I played with it I had it up at the camper.
Kite fighting is... Really?
Yeah.
Do you play competitively?
No, I do not compete.
Well, that's what kite fighting is. You can't fight with yourself.
Well, obviously, but it's use acrobatic kites, which are there's two handles, two strings instead of one string, so you can steer it, go left and right. And in a decent wind, they zoom really fast, so you can really direct where they go.
Yeah, and the point of kite fighting is to entangle your kite with theirs and then do some kind of maneuver or whatever, so you snap their string.
Yeah, it takes them out. Yeah, it takes them out. Yeah.
Okay, but you can't kite fight by yourself, so have you
I know. I've never kite fighted, but I've used an acrobatic kite before, which can be used.
Okay.
Sure, man. Yeah, I can
would
see
you
that.
Would you sign up for kite fighting?
Sure, I'd love to do that.
As a sport?
Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, you go to Dan's Crafts and Things. We were just there the other day. As a matter of fact, we bought a kite for Ellie.
That's the thing you do when you get a five-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Especially at Dan's Crafts and Things. That's the joint. You get in there. I mean, you could buy a really decent kite that will actually fly and you'll have fun with for like $20, $25 maybe. And
How much are these, whatever one that you said, for kite fighting?
How much
are we talking? Are we talking like $100? Are we talking like thousands?
No.
It feels like every sport, you could invest thousands of dollars.
You could, yeah. But I don't think this is too expensive of a sport.
Why don't we... Wait, we were just talking about flag football. Why don't we introduce this into the schools? Kite fighting. You know what they say? Do you think more men or women are into kite flying? I don't know what you're distracted with.
I'm looking them up. Yeah. Oh. Really, a fighting kite is $20, $30, $40. It's not that
really?
Expensive. Yeah. Here's one for $60. You know?
Oh, my God. I got to push my kid to do this.
Seriously.
Wait a minute.
Sport. Forget hockey.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, too. If you think most expensive sport, first one that comes to mind, mine was hockey, too.
Yeah. But then, okay. No, man. Seriously.
Okay, so what do you think more men or women are into kite flying?
Probably guys.
Yeah. Why is that?
Mm.
When you think flying a kite, you think like a family thing to do with a five-year-old. Mm-hmm. Why are more men into...
I don't know how many moms go out there, come on, we're going to go get a kite, let's go to the beach. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Why
I can't
is
tell
that?
You. I don't know. Human nature.
I'm trying to think, what don't I like? Now they're saying more women, in more recent years, more women are becoming involved, but they're looking at it from the artistic side, the artistic kiting.
Mm-hmm.
Kite festivals and events, they're organizing it. Meanwhile, the guys are more active in the sport.
Yeah, I love, like, in Asia, China, and you see these videos of, like, these elaborate, like, 40-foot-long like really amazing kites. Like these things are legit.
I gotta tell you, you can't hate on watching a kite fly because it is pretty. It's calming.
It just kind of stays there.
Will tell you that flying the kite,
mm-hmm.
it has probably got to be one of the most frustrating sports.
It's because you spend $1.50 on it.
Like, I think it's right up there with rankings of the most frustrating sport where you're going to lose your cool.
Uh-huh.
It's like kiting, golf. Because you can have a really good shot, and then your next shot, you're like, what the hell? Have I ever picked up a golf club before?
I know.
Yeah.
That's why it's so funny. It's so fun to watch golf because all you see is people like,
it is so.
And then maybe once, yay! Then the nine other times, it's like,
I think kite flying and golf are right there next to each other.
And the thing about kite, it's also the shortest sport you can do. Because you go, you fly the kite, you fly it like once. Oh, it drops. Okay, go down there. Okay, run twice.
Yeah.
Third time it goes in the tree. Okay, we're done. That was like a six-minute sport.
Very good point. How long are we doing this for? Like,
right
after about 5 minutes, I'm peace out. We did it. Done. I'm like, I'm done here.
So Sunday, a week from Sunday, the 4th, up at the beach, they're bringing it back. I remember it used to be around, so I guess it's been off for a while, yeah. That little festival. That's very cool. So go to Dan's Crafts and Things, get a kite, and get up there.
Yeah, fun. May 4th. And then hopefully pray that the weather isn't awful and we have a little bit of breeze.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, right. Very good. All right, coming up, we have Jerk or Justify. This is what we're known for. We decide the moral compass in Rochester. Mm-hmm. And I walk in this morning, the very first thing on my newsfeed when I opened up my Facebook was my friend doing the ice bucket challenge, which is good, right? Mm-hmm, it makes you smile. It's funny.
Right.
But the way she did her ice bucket challenge made me feel very uncomfortable.
It is going into that zone of judgment as we get Jerk or Justify. It's coming up in just a few.
Spezzano and Sandy. They'll make you laugh faster than 490 slows down. 98.9, The Buzz.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
All right, let's time.
Jerk or justified.
Okay.
This is awesome.
It's who did the ice bucket challenge is what we're putting on trial here. Jerk or justified.
This is...
Deciding the moral compass in Rochester.
Ugh.
Now, I go to my Facebook this morning. Very first thing on my newsfeed was my girlfriend, who doesn't live here now. She lived here for a long time. She moved to Boston.
Oh, okay, good. So we can talk about her. Unless she's listening on the Free Odyssey
right.
app. Right,
yeah. I hope not. I hope not. Right. So she's like, oh, we're going to do the ice bucket challenge. Yay. And it's for a good cause. It's a resurgence now of it. Remember back in the day, like 11 years ago, it was for ALS. Mm-hmm. Now it's for mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm. And it's starting with the youths of today.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of kids are jumping in on it this time. And it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
She, though, has, it's not her doing it. It's not her kids. They're not pouring a bucket of water on her kids. It's their puppy. So here, poor little Buddy is sitting on the back lawn chair. And the kids pour this huge bucket of water on the puppy. And the puppy just like, you could see the puppy like jumped. Like, what the hell?
What just happened, right?
And then it jumps off the chair. So I was like, and she's like, ha, 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 don't worry. And she even put in parentheses a disclaimer. It's not ice cold water.
Okay.
There was no ice in the bucket. It was just cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I mean, I don't even know why we're putting this in Jerk or Justified, because it's going to slam dunk Jerk. I can't believe she even posted that. Is there any, I know you just came on the feed this morning, but is it any comments, any shade being thrown at her or ice water? I can't believe
you. Let me see.
So what you're going to do is you're going to call 818-2899. Oh my God. Jerk or Justified. What?
Everyone was like, oh my gosh, poor thing, poor Ruby. And she's like, she loved it. It's like, no, she did not. There's no way. That's so cruel.
It is.
So looking through social media, Scotty, while you get the calls, justified, oh my gosh, it's just water. What do you do when you give your dog a bath? It's no big deal.
You don't shock it like that.
Okay. Another justified.
No.
So it's okay to pour water over your kids, but not your dog? Yes. Yes, it is. Because the kid can say if they want to do it or not. The dog cannot.
You can't really ask permission from the dog. It's like you're doing it on it, whether it likes it or not.
Scotty, the little face of this dog, it was just standing there, like just looking so sweet. And then all of a sudden, goosh, the water.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, another justified.
No,
Katie,
come on, please.
Some
people.
Dogs love water.
Okay.
Are you missing? Am I not saying this right? Am I not describing this right? How is everybody saying this is justified?
You know, I see videos of like these golden retrievers just like cannonballing into pools and stuff. I get that. But to unexpectedly have a bucket of water just dumped on you.
That's what
as
it is.
A dog, it's like, what?
And it's cold water.
Yeah.
It's right. Yeah. It's cold water. That's another thing. Are we the only saps in the room?
I don't know.
818-28- Are we the softies?
Let's call. Let's get the calls. 818-2899. Hi, the buzz, jerk or justified?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, yeah. It broke my heart when I watched that video. I was like, oh my God, that poor dog. It's just sitting there on the lawn chair, and it's like unsuspecting, and then all of a sudden, goosh, bucket full of water, and the dog was like stunned. I don't know why it broke my heart.
And that's all I'm thinking about is this poor puppy. I can just picture this poor puppy looking like a drowned rat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Was it a short hair or a long hair dog?
Short-haired
dog. Ooh, burr.
I have to say jerk.
Yep. Okay. We will register that. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you,
darling. A bunch of saps.
Yeah. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified. What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, good.
Good. I think that's definitely a jerk move.
I can't validate any of this, right?
I can think of a better word for it, but I can't say it.
Thank you for letting us preserve our FCC license.
Yes, very good. Very good. We can work another day. It's like sometimes you try too hard to go trending or whatever you want to go viral. And it's like.
Don't use animals. Don't use the animals.
No, they can't defend themselves. All right, thanks, buddy.
Exactly. That's exactly. Why.
Even if they
or
deserve
babies.
It.
You know what? This
yeah,
is the
baby,
same.
Yes.
You brought it up on the show, Scotty, and you thought it was hysterical. The whole, remember the Velveeta cheese? You slap it on your kid's face, throw it in your
kid's
face.
Well, you just toss it on it. So yeah, right.
You thought that was funny, and I thought that was so cruel.
Nah, it's funny.
So what makes that funny and this cruel then in your eyes?
Because water, when you get hit with a big giant bucket of water, that's big.
Well, what about a big square cheese in your head?
It's not a big square cheese. It's not like a pound of cheese. It's like a little flippy,
I don't like any
flappy.
Of it.
All right, goodbye.
I don't like any of it.
Goodbye. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Water.
Hello?
I have to say jerk.
Jerk it is. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Man. It
very
is.
Good.
All right. I can't believe people are even saying justified. I mean, even if you got a big pit bully like man dog thing, you still don't do that,
right? No, because it was unsuspected. It was like a rude awakening,
right? Yes. Exactly.
Now tell me if this would be jerk or justified. If you fell asleep on the couch and your wife did it to you while you were sleeping,
sure.
Jerk. I think that would be funny. I think that would be justified.
Of course you would, Sandy.
She is. Thanks, man.
Oh,
take
God.
It easy.
All right, bye. Okay, well.
Oh, no, one
we
more.
Have more calls. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
One more. Just one more. Hi, the boss. Jerk or justified. Make this happen.
Come on, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, Donna Graggio, jerk!
Yeah, Donna Graggio!
Donna Graggio.
So jerk.
Whoa.
You sealed the deal, my friend.
Thank you.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
I'm calling Child Protective Services on her.
Puppy Protective Services.
Yeah, come on.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Now here's the question, because this is going to be a podcast. Should I send the link like as part of the comment thread? Just post the link.
Oh, that would
to
be
the
hilarious.
Podcast.
That would be hilarious. I would.
The Buzz.
Just thinking that, you know, the time and my kids getting on the bus right around now, I have to tell you a quick little story. We got about a minute or two. So yesterday, Sandy, my daughter Ellie, gets off the bus. She's, you know, 5, she'll be 6 years old in July in kindergarten. Still getting used to the whole bus thing, you know, this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's standing there next to the, you know, the line. And she's got this pout on her face and she's kind of weepy. And the bus driver's like, well, so Ellie? And she's I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What did she do now?
Well, she didn't want to sit next to this girl. She wanted to sit by herself. She's on this whole give me privacy thing right now. I want my privacy, Dad.
Oh, God. That's going to just get worse. But okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she, you know, she's still figuring out socializing, you know, the kids, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, and the school bus driver, she's really cool. She's like, well, tomorrow, Ellie, when you get on the bus, you can apologize to, I forgot her name, Cassandra or something like that. And she's like, okay. And then she moped up.
But what did she do?
She just didn't want to. She didn't want to sit next to somebody.
Yeah, but did she say, like, you smell, I don't want to sit next to you?
No, I said, was she mean to you? She goes, no, she's not my friend. I'm like, well, she might be your friend. You don't have to be friends when you sit next to somebody. There's going to be a lot of times where you sit next to somebody and you have to because she just didn't get the whole, you know, she an only child. So she's used to having.
That's what happens when you're an only child.
You know, she's not used to sharing with other kids because she doesn't. Mm-hmm. There's no other kids around. Mm-hmm. We talk about
you
it all the time.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. So today she's going to have to apologize
it's all about
to the
you.
Little girl. Uh-huh, yeah.
I think you should have another kid so then you can nip this in the bud and
sure,
won't be an only
absolutely.
Child.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love that. You know how that's not up to me. 98.9 to Buzz.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Jill's on the phone, the Glenn Close of Spisano and Sandy's radio show. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Sandy, you know what I said to him?
Uh-oh, what?
Did you hear off the air? I don't know if you heard.
No, so I didn't.
I was calling early, you know, because we have an 8 o'clock hit.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, so I called at 7:59, mm-hmm. and it rings, and it rings, and it rings, and guess what? No one picks up.
Yeah.
So then I wait, and then I call back. I text, and I'm like, are we doing this? And he's like, oh, yeah, give me a minute.
Give me a sec.
So now it's like 8:02, and he answers the phone, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm running late. And I said, you know what Glenn Close said in Fatal Attraction? Dan, I will not be ignored. And that's what he says now that I'm threatening him, which is true. It was a mild threat.
Well, you know what he does? And Jill, after every, you know, like, we'll talk for a little bit and then we'll play some, you know, songs. Uh-huh. He pieces out. He leaves the studio. He's like, I'll be right back.
I had to pee.
Where the hell are you going?
It's my bathroom.
There's no way
this
he's
old
going
man,
to the bathroom.
Yes,
that
this,
much.
No, this old man, once more.
What are you,
this old,
Shaq?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
I
saw that.
Some video. So what happened? He had to go to the bathroom. He couldn't wait for the break.
Yeah, he was on
in the middle of them talking. He just gets up and he goes, "You guys just keep talking," and
I'll be right
he leaves.
Back.
Oh
and
my god!
And I guess
god,
because he's
amazing.
Starting this oil thing, he's drinking oil or having a tablespoon of oil or something, and it cleans you out. So you know,
oh yeah,
when you gotta go,
he
you
got cleaned
go.
Out, all right.
Yeah,
he's like, I guess so.
Yeah, and they're like, bring it, light a match after. They're like, oh, they're
oh my
completely
god.
Ribbing him on TV.
Oh my
and,
god!
Right.
All
and
right,
I know
well,
you
listen,
have
got
to get
a lot to talk
yes,
about.
You have to get the broadcast center soon. So I'll let you do your thing. So it's you know, you're all about money. We're all about money and how like everything nationally, globally affects us locally.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big news of this week is beyond the stock markets going up and down and all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
right.
really about, to me, this threat that the president made about Jerome Powell. He is the chair of the Federal Reserve.
Right, right.
He basically is like, he should lower interest rates, blah, blah, blah. And then he kind of ratchets it up and says, and, you know, by the way, he's terrible at his job. And if I want to fire him, I can. And then the markets went ballistic.
They tanked like almost like 1,000 points after that.
Exactly.
Right?
Because, you know, our Federal Reserve, it's the central bank. It's basically, what are they supposed to do? In 1913, Congress says, hey, we need a central bank to kind of manage the economy because we had all these bank panics. Mm. Remember when Silicon Valley Bank went broke like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Imagine that happening with multiple banks every like 5 or 8 years.
Oh, God.
And we had a very unstable system. And so the idea was we're going to have one central bank that's going to try to maintain stability throughout the United States banking system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of was their remit. And, you know, basically over time, they've done different things, but now they are able to control short-term interest rates. So, you know, when we talk about that Federal Reserve meeting is happening at a certain time, all that's happening is the Fed saying, here's the rate at which we will lend all the bank's money so they can lend you money.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have always had a Federal Reserve Bank that has been independent. You don't want it to be political because No, a politician gets in, they don't want you to raise interest rates. They don't care about it. They're like, oh, lower interest rates. It's better for growth. People have better jobs. Mm-hmm. And then the next administration has to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem right now is we know these tariffs that have been announced. We don't know if they're going to stay in place. But what's announced, and even in the 90-day reprieve, those tariffs are going to lead to higher prices.
Correct.
So the Fed has said, uh-oh, we were going to be lowering rates this year, but we're not so sure now because of the tariffs.
Mm.
And you know what? That lit the president on fire. His hair literally went on fire. So just think about the heat miser. That's what I imagined was going on. And he was like, what? And after that, he was like, Powell stinks. I can fire him if I want, and he's doing a terrible job. And that's when the markets kind of rolled over, because we don't want politicians influencing the Federal Reserve. We need the Fed to like maintain the stable banking system. And look, if there is going to be inflation because of these tariffs, they can't lower rates until we know what the impact is.
Right.
And
right.
That's kind of the gist of all of this.
And the thing about all this is it's the economy, and I'm no expert, as you know, doesn't react slowly. It's like a giant molasses drip. It just takes forever, right? To move and go back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, right, because that's why, you know, remember, like, prices were going up, you know, like, honestly, Joe Biden probably hated the Federal Reserve during his own administration, because they were kind of slow in raising interest rates when there was inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that he didn't go out, you know, on the social media channels and say, like, Jerome Powell stinks and, you know, I'm going to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what we really have to wait to see is, where are these tariff levels going to land? Right. Because it already seems like that the president's backing off, like, he's sending his people out and telling everyone, like, oh, we're going to lower the rates with China, and this was all a grand scheme. But, you know, even though you say it's true that the economy moves very slowly, it is important to note that if you're somebody who's trying to make a decision as a business owner, you don't know what to do right now. You're frozen.
Mm.
And freezing the activity of the economy risks slowing it down. So we just have to wait and see. I know patience not like our greatest attribute as human beings, but I think that's the fairest way to assess this, which is, we don't know what the impact's going to be yet. This is what we think is going to happen. We'll see how the Fed manages moving forward. But the next meeting's not for a couple of weeks, so nothing's going to happen before that.
All right, sounds good. In the meantime, if you're thinking of big purchases that you know that they're going to go up then and you can afford it, you say do it. That was your advice last time.
Yeah,
right?
If you
can afford it. I just want to make sure we have that piece in, because I don't want people going in debt because they're like, well, you know, I really would like a new TV. Mm. No. If your TV's fine, keep your TV. Mm. If you can, you know, they last a long time. Mm. I had the same conversation about a car. Mm. If you think you're going to need a car, sure. But it really has to mean that, like, you need a car. We have 120,000 miles on our car, so we're having this conversation in our family.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, yeah, we can get 2 more years out of it. Let's wait.
Good for you, Jill.
Because I'm cheap.
I know. That's what we love about you. Thank you, Glenn Close. We love you. Go to Jill on Money. Go to Jill on Money.
I will not be ignored. Say that.
I know. I got to find that. Go to JillOnMoney.com. You'll find just a treasure of advice and tips and tricks and stuff. And thank you. We love you. See you next week.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to play a piece of audio for you, and you have to decide if this is annoying or inspiring.
Okay. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. Ladies and gentlemen, George Clooney talking about he and his wife.
You know, Amal and I are having a really great time in life.
Tell me about that.
Our kids are 7. They're about to be 8.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty great age.
Yeah.
They're really curious and funny, and every parent thinks their kids are great, and our kids are funny and make us laugh. And Amal and I, you know, I remember we were here with you once before, and remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still haven't.
You still haven't?
No, we're trying to find something to fight about.
I
think because I started so late with them all.
I remember when you said you'd never get married and you'd never have kids.
Yes.
Now you're married and you have kids.
See what happened? Yeah. Look what happened to me.
Yeah.
And we have such a, I feel so extraordinarily lucky to have met this incredible woman. And I feel as if I hit the jackpot and I am there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not, I don't think I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Okay. Annoying or inspiring?
Inspiring.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get how lucky he feels.
We try to fight. We try to make up ways to fight because we just don't fight. My husband and I don't really fight either. But I would never say that out loud because that is so annoying. Nobody wants to hear that, especially if you're in a relationship where you guys do fight.
Well,
keep that to yourself, Mr. Goody.
Some people
about George Clooney is so stinking perfect. Can you please?
It's so funny because you're like, he's so fake and smug and that. But we don't fight either. It's like he can't call the.
I wouldn't say that out loud, but like George. So do you find it inspiring?
I find it inspiring because George Clooney and I, first of all, he's my man crush. You better leave him alone. Number two, my wife and I, okay, I got married later on, second marriage, late in life. And we're actually, George Clooney and I are the same age. So I live vicariously through him. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world. We fight all the time. It's fine, but I'm like, I get it. Some people have relationships where they can really have these deep conversations and talk and sometimes that just goes away or sometimes it just stays like there or they complete each other's sentences and they're like both funny and smarmy together. There's all types of personalities that go together like that.
What happened to, and you would often say this on the air, that you need to fight. It makes the relationship stronger. It was you who would always bring that up on the air. Oh, I found this study. It says you need to fight. So if you're not fighting,
I was just trying to validate my crappy marriage. Yeah. No. Not really. I'm just looking for content, stuff to talk about.
Seriously, I think I have seen that study too. Is it good?
Couples that argue, is it good for you?
For couples to fight. Because I'm not going to say I've never fought with my husband. Of course, he doesn't listen. That's the one. We get into the same damn argument every single time. Is that he just doesn't listen since we were dating. So now it's at a point where I'm like, well, I'm not going to change you. I either have to just deal with it. You don't do it maliciously, intentionally. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck together. So why fight? And I'm not even a good fighter. I really am not. It's like an out-of-body experience when I fight. It's like you look and sound stupid.
Well, I mean, fighting is one thing, is good, but it's the back end of it, which has to have a good outcome, right? There has to be an understanding, not left at, left untied, you know? There's got to be a solution, a resolution, or something, right?
So this is what they say, signs of healthy fighting. So you could be more like George Clooney.
Okay, here
you
we go.
You stick to the issue, not bringing up the past.
That's tough for you guys to do. Guys don't bring up the past. We don't bring up the past.
We don't bring it. Well, what about that time when you?
I'm like, what? Really? This has nothing to do with this fight. You get that all the time. Trust me.
You have done that when you and I fight. Huh? You bring up things about yourself, like, but I did it, or when you did this. Yeah, you do that. Okay.
Maybe I'm used to having it done to me, so I just repeat it back.
Work on that. Okay, signs of healthy fighting. You take breaks if it gets too heated. So you go in your corners.
Time out.
You have of the kids give you, like, a water. You know, you have, like, your coach, what are they called when you're
you sit in the corner?
Boxer,
yeah, right. Yeah, you go to your corner
your team.
And then, team gives you
your
back massage, throw some water on you, uses a razor blade to cut your eyebrow because it's so swollen.
Signs of healthy fighting.
Yes,
you both feel heard.
Oh, hurt or heard?
Heard. That means you have to listen when the other person is telling you their feelings.
Anything else?
And there's forgiveness and resolution at the end.
Welcome to the perfect world. Welcome to George Clooney's world.
That is the sign of healthy fighting. Okay?
Spezzano and Sandy. Like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone. 98.9 The Buzz.
It's time to play What's in My Mouth?
Yay! We shove something in Scott's mouth. That's not supposed to be there. Nope. Typically is not edible. No. He gives us clues.
Yes.
We repeat them back.
Yes.
And try to guess what the object is.
Guess who got on the phone? BuzzFam. Teacher Tracy's on the line.
Oh, Teacher Tracy.
Hi.
Okay, you and I are going to work on this together. We got to figure out what Scott is putting in his mouth.
How does it sound?
Okay.
Good? All right. So are you teaching today?
No, I'm retired, so I'm not subbing today.
Oh, not subbing. Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Oh, my God. That would be so hysterical if you're like, yeah, I'm in the classroom right now. We're all going to play along.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on speaker, kids. All right. So, again, I'm going to put something in my mouth. I'm going to... Wait, Santa, I got to turn my little camera off so you can't see me.
Yeah, I'm working from home today, yeah, so turn off the camera. I can't see you.
There she goes. Okay.
Now, Tracy, you got to be the one to repeat back the clues that Scott gives us, okay?
Got it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Ready? All right.
Oh, that was hard. Okay, I got hard out of it so far.
Well, okay. All right. Scott.
It's clearly not all in his mouth, is it?
No, I can't fit the whole thing in. It's got two dark curves. And I couldn't resist putting it in my mouth.
And I couldn't resist putting it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did good. I didn't understand. Okay.
Okay. All right. They usually sit on my face.
I usually put it on my face?
It sits on my face.
Sits or fits?
Sits on your face.
Sits on my face. But now, they're just blocking my uvula.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know. They usually sit on my face, but now they're just blocking my uvula.
Blocking your uvula.
Ah, yes. Very good.
I mean, I would want to say a pair of glasses, because glasses sit on your face.
Ah, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay, right, let's wait for the last clue. Then. One more clue.
One more clue.
Yeah. They block the sun, but now they're blocking my tonsils.
They block the sun, but now they're blocking your tongue. I often have kids in my class who have speech deficiencies, so I'm used to deciphering.
Teacher Tracy, this game, that's something to be so proud of.
Yeah. Teacher Tracy, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess sunglasses.
You are correct. Yes, it does have two dark curves. And I couldn't resist putting it in my mouth. And yes, they usually sit on my face. But now they're blocking my uvula. And they also block the sun, but they also block my tonsils. So.
That right there. Right.
And you did a great job making it sound like something else.
Do you know how hard it is to say sit with something in your mouth? I'm serious.
We're so impressed. I had to. Now. And, so impressed.
And Jen down at Sun and Shades down in Canandaigua.
Yes.
I may need
from her.
I may need to come down to Canandaigua and get an adjustment on these prescription sunglasses. Sights and Shades on Canandaigua on Main Street. Good people there.
Thank you, Teacher Tracy, for
Thanks,
playing
Tracy.
Along.
No problem. It was fun.
Love you. Bye.
Come on. Bye. Your day can't get any better than this. Please.
I know, right?
Oh,
that's
I
found out as we were getting her on the phone that she and I both went to SUNY Geneseo together. Well, not together, but a couple years apart.
Oh, yeah. She finished, though, I'm sure.
Yes.
You did not.
Right. No.
Yeah.
No. That's why she's a teacher.
Dad, you didn't finish?
No, I ended up doing 2 years and got a job in radio, and that was it. So.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's change your story. Let's say you got kicked out. It's funnier that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so tomorrow on the show, we do have another Jerker Justified, and I just saw that we got a voice memo.
Oh.
And it's, so she... How do I tease this? She went to a neighbor's house. Okay, first time ever at this neighbor's house, and something was on the counter that just made her stomach churn.
Mm-hmm.
And
skeeved her out. Totally.
Yep. Yeah. And now she wants to call out the neighbor. Brand new neighbor.
Yep, new neighborhood. Welcome to the neighborhood. You suck.
So what was on the neighbor's counter when she had guests over is what we're going to decide if that's jerk or justified, if that's appropriate or not. That's coming up tomorrow. Plus, what a mom allowed her seven-year-old to do by themselves.
Oh, all right.
Good or bad parenting?
It's coming up to the top of the hour. The commercial-free 98 is going to play for you next.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.